Blog Talk Radio.
We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're having a few technical difficulties here. If you all would just stand by for a moment, and we will momentarily be connecting. Just give us another few minutes. And while we're waiting on this, let me tell you, brothers, today is Thankful Thursday. We have so much to be thankful for. I'm going to ask Pastor at this time if she can mute.
Truly thankful for everyone that's able to be on today. Amen, amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adornment, patting the head, and of wearing of garments, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God and of great Christ. Amen. Praise God. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you, Father God, for this day, Father God. Lord, we give you praise for all things, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless each and every one on this broadcast. Bless those that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with our pastor, guide and direct him, Father God, that he will continue to teach the word of truth. Father God, we ask that you be with each and every one that is sick and shut in. We know you are a healer. In your word it says, by your stripes we are healed, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. You said in your word you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to stand on your word, stand on your promises. We bind up anything and everything that is not like you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and pleading the blood of Jesus on each and every one on this broadcast, those who are listening by internet as well, Father God. And Lord, we know you're working things out for our behalf, Father God. So we're going to continue, Lord, to trust in you. We're going to continue, Lord, to stand on your word. We're going to continue, Lord, to be spiritual beings, Father God, and live a life unto you. Because it's not just about right now, but it's about our eternal life, Father God. So continue to have your way with all, Father God, and let us be doers of the word also, Father God, and not just hearers only, Father God. Lord, continue, Lord, to be with each and every one. May we all draw closer to you. May we all live a life pleasing unto you. And we ask in it all, in Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. for that beautiful prayer. And also, this is a thankful Thursday. Still working with this here. You all kind of bear with me. And Pastor, you want to get us started off today on Thankful Thursday?
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
There you go.
Okay. Amen.
I'm getting some charge now. Okay, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor, I'm here. Amen. Well, welcome again to Thankful Thursday, everyone. Amen, amen. And we pray that each and every one will have a scripture that they can stand on and that they can be thankful for as well. I'm thankful for our lessons that we have been studying, a new and living way. Amen. And the scriptures, wow, there's a big, well, I'm just going back to yesterday. Yesterday's scripture that we had read. Our opening scripture, foundational scripture, 1 Peter 3:3-4. Amen. That I had opened up with. So that fourth verse is saying, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So that's letting us know that we should have that meek and quiet spirit. So I'm thankful for that scripture today. So at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Renee is, if she's available, and if she is, will she give us a sandwich?
Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's see. So the first piece of bread we're going to put, Psalms 23 in the New Living Translation. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
That's a piece of bread.
Amen, amen.
Okay, on the second, we're going to put, I believe this is, I don't know. But once I read it, you guys know. Y'all know the whole Bible, so y'all will know. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And in that sound, we're going to put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. The Lord is my shepherd and shall not want. We're going to put some goodies in there. I like that. Mm-hmm. Lord is my shepherd and shall not want. Making me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He's just good all the time. And I just want to thank him. Thank him, thank him. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Yes, that you gave us was 2 Peter 3. and verse 9, praise God. That moment he said that when she read, the Lord isn't really slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He doesn't want anyone to be destroyed, but he wants everyone to repent. Amen, amen. Thank God.
Amen, amen.
For that Hobie, that wasn't no sandwich. That was thank you. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else like to have a scripture that they want to be thankful for on this thankful Thursday? Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor and Evangelist Renee. That was kind of on point right there. I sure appreciate it. A good noonday sandwich.
Amen.
And listen, brothers and sisters, we've been talking this week. Now, if anybody care to just, you want to be thankful, I notice we got several people here online. We don't call nobody out, but if you want to be thankful for a scripture, you're more than welcome at this time. So if you want to be thankful, now's the time to kind of speak up. This week we were talking from this subject. And don't forget our main topic. Our main topic is the reality in the living and new way. Or better way to put this is the new and living way. In other words, it's a better way to live when you're living based on the scripture. And in Hebrews 10 and 20, it tells us that there is a new and living way. And everybody won't find this. Because Isaiah said in 29 and 13, let me get Pastor to read that. And what she's finding, Isaiah 29 and 13, I want to say that we're not talking about the heart that is that organ, that muscle that lives in most of us, which pump blood throughout the vessels and throughout our system that pumps the oxygen, or if I should say carry the oxygen throughout. We're not talking about that heart. We're talking about the spirit of a man. And so she read that scripture, and I thank her for it too. If you found Isaiah 29 and 13, Pastor, you could read them out of the Messenger Bible and also out of the King James, please.
Okay. From the King James. Wherefore, the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. If you don't mind, I'd like to just read that one more time. Wherefore, the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Amen. And first, the Message Bible. Isaiah 29:13 from the Message Bible. The Master said, these people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their hearts aren't in it. Because they act like they're worshiping me, but don't mean it. Amen. I'm going to read that one more time. And this is Isaiah 29:13. The master said, these people make a big show of saying the right thing. Their hearts aren't in it because they act like they're worshiping me, but don't mean it. Amen. I'm going to read a little bit further here. It says, I'm going to step in and shock them awake, astonish them, stand them on their ears. The wise ones who had it all figured out will be exposed as fools. The smart people who thought they knew everything will turn out to know nothing. Amen, amen.
Wow, wow. Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor, for reading that scripture. Listen, brother and sister, this was prophesied. This is the same thing Jesus had told them over there in Mark 7. The exact same thing. They thought really that Jesus was being hard on them. He just merely quoted the same Bible or the same word of God that they've been taught all their life. And that's all I'm telling you now. A lot of times, all you got to do is just tell people what the word say. Like I did the other day, somebody was talking about going to church. I said, wait a minute. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. And I took them over there to Colossians 1:13. See, I know. He won't tell me that, oh, you're not delivered. Yes, I am. Because, see, most people, when they talk about deliverance, they only talk about alcohol and drugs, sex and all this kind of stuff. But when you've been delivered from the power of darkness, that's Satan's world, where he have blinded so many people, and you and you and you and I, we was all blinded. But thank God you can see now. Thank God that you were blind, but now you see. You see that the darkness meant having dominion. Now, don't get it twisted, brothers and sisters. Satan got power over a lot of people. And the sad thing, they don't know it. And it's bad that you think that it's okay in what you're doing. And that's what Isaiah is saying here. These people, they know scriptures now. Don't get that twisted either. They can quote more scripture than you can. But they only draw nigh to them with their mouth. But their heart ain't there. You think people go to church, their heart is in God? No. No. Ain't where they go. Yeah. They ain't going to worship God in spirit and in truth. That's not where they're going. They have other motives. They have other alternatives. They have other hidden motives, I should say. And they'll fool you. They'll tell you, oh, yeah, I'm going to church. Some of them go. Well, first of all, it's already a lie because you ain't supposed to go to church. You're supposed to be the church. That's number one. And two, they find a reason to justify whatever it is. If it's going, for instance, they justify going. Well, then the pastor preach a mighty message, and they probably don't know two scriptures that he said. Not that that's important, but the mere fact that they're trying to justify what they're doing. But let me tell you what the bottom line to all of this, I'm thankful that God has opened my eyes to some truth. Brothers and sisters, and you all should be glad too, because it's a law. They want to keep man's law, but they don't want to keep God's law. They want to teach man stuff, but they don't want to teach the word of God. The Bible says, like over in 1 Peter 5:7, he says, casting all your cares up on Jesus, for he cares for you. Mm-hmm. Where the pastor and the organization, they say, oh, come to us, we got counselors, we got this, we got that. They're going totally against the things that God say they didn't.
That used
to be one of Pastor's favorite scripture, 1 Peter 5:7. Read that, Pastor, so I get it right. I want to quote it right. 1 Peter 5:7.
1 Peter 5:7 from the King James. casting all your cares on him, for he careth for you. Amen. And I'm going to get it also in the Message Bible as well.
Please.
First Peter 5:7. Live carefree lives before God. He is most careful with you. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, but see, they'd rather teach something other than put the word of God said. That's just like them Pharisees. Remember the Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes. They made up their own laws. They take part of the scripture and justify what they were doing. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we are truly led by the Spirit of God, according to Romans 8:14. People say that, but they don't know what that is. When you're led by the Spirit of God, you're led by the Word of God. Because John 6:63 said, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. God expects for us to keep his word. He expects for that. Because when you're keeping the word of God, you're keeping God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a lot of scripture we had on this week. We didn't get a chance to discuss them all, but if anybody have any other scripture that they want to be thankful for, go ahead, because if not, we'll get right back into the lesson from this week, which is dealing with the heart. The heart. I think we stopped at Mark 7, and I know we did 19 through 21, and yesterday we did the book of Acts, but I want to go back to the book of Mark, and let's read the 8 and 17.
The 8th verse and the 17th verse. Of Mark
8, 7?
Chapter 8 and verse 17. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. And when Jesus knew it, he said to them, why reason ye, because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? And I'll read that again. And that's Mark 8 and the 17th verse. And when Jesus knew it, he said it unto them, why reason ye, because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have your heart yet been hardened? Amen, amen. And Jesus was questioning.
Yeah, see, what happened here is they forgot that it was that same Jesus that caused bread to become bread, fish to become fish, and they forgot. A lot of times we get ourselves in situations, and we forgot it's the same God that got us out of that mess before. He'll get us out of it again. The same God that delivered us from our enemy, he'll do it again. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know where I'm going to get this money from. Well, you got it last time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You forgot who it was that gave you that money. What, you thought you got it from your income tax check? You thought it was a stimulus check? No. That was God provided your way. Because he could have put that on lockdown. He could have allowed the postman not even give it to you. He could have allowed it not even be deposited in your account. It's a whole lot of things. Yeah. So that's what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So we're to be thankful at all times for everything. You don't have the right to pick and choose what you can be thankful for. We're to be thankful for everything, especially those that have been established in his word. Man, that's the most awesome thing you can be thankful for, to know that you've been established in God's word. That is so beautiful. I can't even explain, because you was established in religion. You've been delivered from the power of darkness. That's darkness. When people serve in religion, that's darkness. And when you've been delivered, from that, you got something to be thankful for and praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm thankful for every scripture that God gave me, especially revelation knowledge. I was sharing with Evangelist Dale from Texas. She had called me, and we was talking about scripture. And I'm glad she called me, because in that, God said, you forgot? And brothers, I'm going to tell you, if you don't continue to go over these scriptures, there's certain things you'll forget. You'll forget certain things. And so I'm thankful for the scripture that God allowed me to share with her. I'm thankful for the scripture that God allowed me to share with Sister Beverly. Sister Beverly asked me a question about a scripture. And let me tell you, in Ephesians 5 and 1, the Bible says we are imitators. What that really means, we're to mimic. We're to mimic Christ. Now, some people may have problem with that, but God has given us the tools to mimic Christ. We're to be imitators and followers, but we're to mimic him. And here's the tools. He's given us his blood so we can become overcomers. He's given us his word, according to Matthew 16:19, so we can be established. He's given us his mind, so we can have the mind of Christ, according to Philippians 2. And then also the fact that Philippians 4:19 says, God is meeting all our needs in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
So we got so much to be thankful for. We just need to take advantage of the things that we ought to be thankful for. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You have anything else you'd like to say to us?
It was another scripture. I was on 7:22 in the 7th chapter of Mark, and verses 1-9. I like to read that again. From the King James, it says, then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews except, they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, expect they eat not, and many other things be, which they have received to hold as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said unto them, well, as Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. So that's what you were sharing a few minutes ago. But when I was thinking about the washing of the hands, the way the Pharisees would do it, that scrubbing made me think about how when a surgeon get ready to perform surgery, how they go in and how they scrub their hands clean. And I mean, they scrub them. So when Pastor was sharing that with us yesterday, that's what came to my mind, how the surgeons scrub their hands before they do surgery. And so with the Pharisees, they were, you know, they were set in tradition, which I read earlier in Isaiah. So they were carrying on that tradition instead of listening to God, listening to Jesus as he was, you know, teaching, and how he was showing that that's not important. It's not what goes in to the mouth that defiles us. It's that which come out of the mouth, and that which comes out of the mouth, we speak from our heart. So, yes, I just wanted to share that, Pastor.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for sharing light on that. And I just want to add, but just let me tell you what, it would behoove all of us to go study a little bit. You'd be surprised tradition that they kept, and they thought it was greater than the word of God. They thought it was greater than what God said to do. And just like the disciples, their hands wasn't dirty, but they wanted them to do it according to the religious way of doing it, according to the Pharisees, how they would do it, like Pastor talking about, and she compared it to a doctor, how that they wash their hands a certain way. And believe it or not, you all, during this pandemic where I was working at, they had us to wash our hands. And if you think about it, they tell you right now, wash your hands for 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they tell you, right, that's part of this PPE. Everybody that's part of the first line of defense, they all know that you're supposed to spend a minimum of 30 seconds washing your hands. And matter of fact, in some places they made it a law. They expect you to spend at least 30 seconds washing your hands. But anyway, thank y'all so much for Thankful Thursday. And hopefully to on tomorrow, it'll be a little bit better because of where I am remotely. I'm not able to get a good signal, but I just thank God. There's no excuses. I thank God for this program today for Thankful Thursday. If nothing else, again, thank you so much, Pastor. If nothing else,